Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
I wonder why Savage is hanging out down there.
Sex, Frank?
No, not right now, Ed. We got work to do.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
He's dimming the lights. That's why he's not ready. He's dimming the lights.
Oh. Hi, everybody.
Okay. And now he's walking around.
He's dimming the lights and walking around explaining to us why he's not sitting in his chair.
Paint the picture.
Paint the picture.
Oh, now he's got to fix his chair.
It's theater of the mind.
You want the one with the arms. Remember yesterday decided.
Hang on, folks. I got to get another chair with arms on it. This is what happens when another show is in here right before us.
Yes.
We don't get a chance to prepare.
Yep. He's Dennis.
That's
Dennis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Him, the big one.
Oh.
Bigger.
All right. Oh, boy.
We're almost there.
Wait, now he just put that chair. Hold on. Okay, I have to move a chair because now I can't see Peon. Oh, there he is. Hi, Peon.
You said Peon.
You said I can't see my penis.
Really? Well, the chair was in the way.
And I wanted to go, and neither can anybody else. But then that would sound like I had looked at it.
Yeah.
No, I need to make people think that. Okay, well, sorry about that, but we're really not. Good afternoon. Oh, it's June 1st. You know what?
What?
My anniversary is in 4 days. Whoa. June 5th.
Really?
I'm going to have to stop at the drugstore on the way home.
Vitamins.
Oh, yeah. Vitamins.
Start loading up.
And more vitamins.
You better.
She is crazy about sex.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Oh, no, that's not it. She said she thinks people are crazy who have sex.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, and it was something like that.
Yeah, I have less than a week left of my 30s. It is drastically.
When's your birthday?
June 7th.
You will be 40 in 60?
I cannot even.
Yes! An adult.
I cannot.
Finally, we have three adults in the room.
Wrap my head around this.
Well, you think that's tough? Well, it's your 60th birthday.
Yes, no, I know it's.
But 40 is the first. That's the first one that sort of hits you, like whoa. Wait a minute.
I try not to even think about my birthday anyway, just because I don't really care about it.
I've gone as late as 2 o'clock on my birthday, not even known it was my birthday.
Because somebody mentioned, well, just today, Angela brought it up, and otherwise,
Angela?
My wife.
Oh, you're married.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Two great things. I'm almost 40, and I'm married. Tremendous. It's so good.
Wow.
You can't even decide which is better, 40 or being married. Well, remind us to say happy birthday, because I'm not good about that.
No, that's all right.
Guys,
you don't
have
to do that. No, I don't.
We're not good at that.
I'm like you. I really don't.
It's just a non-day to me.
Right.
When is your birthday?
The 7th. I don't even know what day that is. Next Wednesday, maybe?
See, our anniversary is... So what would the 5th be? Monday?
Yes, Monday.
If I don't come in Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well, no.
Just call the hospital and ask them when I was admitted.
Yeah.
For a heart whatever.
IV drip.
Yeah. From exhaustion. Whatever they do to you when you're completely exhausted.
Oh, no, you're not finished yet. Get over here.
Oh, man, you must have been with her. Ooh, that's exactly what it's like. So, as I was saying, welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It is June 1st already, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
You're looking at me, right?
Day.
He's hitting
another
the button.
Sleepy,
I'm
dusty
button.
Oh, stop. No, stop. We can't have that go out over there. Cut it all out. All of it. We'll pick it up here. June 1st, and of course, it's also another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
That's funny. This equipment has never locked.
No, never.
There's never been even a hiccup with this 1946 Gates X Classic 7000.
Oh, man.
Even one of the stickers is still on here. Check out these new rotary knobs for volume control.
The Gates. That was a big name in Boards way back then.
Equipment in the station. They had Gates, had recorders, they had everything.
Oh, man.
Now, I completely forgot what I was going to say. I completely forgot it. So let's just move ahead. In the 4 o'clock hour after the news break, something that has changed Thursdays on this radio station. It's the hour that Scott Sherman helps you with your legal issues. So don't say I didn't give you warning. You didn't have time to call. If you really are patient, you could call now and hold for an hour. You know, it's not against the law. But Scott will be in here after the 4 o'clock news break, and if you've ever heard it before, just listen to the whole segment. You will learn a lot about what other people go through, and you'll get a little smarter about what the law says about what people go through. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Boy, I do, too, and I can't contribute because Mr. Burke never contributed to the Burke segment. Here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
A couple things here.
I'm going to open a can of soda while you talk.
Sure.
I hope you don't mind.
No, absolutely not.
I just saw Mike Breitenstein in the hall, and I said, hey, did you put the COS on my mic? That's can opening suppressor.
Right.
He said, just installed it an hour ago, checked it out, A-OK. So
wow.
You shouldn't hear anything.
Let's see. Can is opened, and I did not hear anything.
You opened it,
did it again, Mike.
Yeah, it's open.
This technology, can opening suppressor. Go ahead, Pia.
The first thing I have, I saw the story today. A man has died in Russia.
Oh, no.
By taking part in a vodka drinking competition.
What?
The name
First
of the
all,
contest.
There's nothing surprising about any aspect of that story.
The name of the contest was the man who can drink more vodka contest.
Oh.
It saw 5 participants rush to intensive care. With one dying from consuming too much alcohol.
There you go, kids.
It took place in a small southwestern Russian city. Now, you would think for a contest like that, especially one, you know, that's pretty rough on your body. Even if you survive, you would think that would be a pretty big prize, right? Up for the line?
Well, the prize this time was death. Heaven! What better prize than heaven?
What would you guess? I mean, like, money-wise, what would you say a good prize for that contest would be?
What do you have to do again?
Drink more vodka. No, just there's no limit.
Well, it should be 10 grand.
Yes, you would think so. But the winner was promised 10 bottles of vodka as a prize.
10 bottles?
That was the prize.
Let me tell you what's kind of like that. When we go on these trips with the listeners, we go to these all-inclusive resorts where drinks are free. Bottles of stuff are free. And if you get into any sort of contest, they give you away a bottle of wine.
I know.
Or something that's in your room already.
There's
a bottle of champagne. There's champagne all over the place.
Yeah.
I always found that funny. Give anything else away.
But the one quote in the story that I don't understand, they talked to a doctor about the deceased participant, and he said he managed to drink about 3 liters of vodka. I don't know what that is.
Well, think of here, a 2-liter bottle of Coke.
Okay.
1.5 of those.
Oh, yeah. That's
how I do the liter thing. Those are big bottles.
This quote here, he managed to drink about 3 liters of vodka, which most likely wouldn't have ended in death if it was a normal person. Does anyone?
Well, a normal person
that?
Wouldn't be doing that.
Was he? Was he a smaller in stature and
lighter yeah,
weight? Yeah,
it doesn't say. It doesn't
like the size of like.
So
Clint
yeah,
Howard.
I don't know why. Yeah. That seems like that seems like 3 liters. That would kill just about anybody. So I don't know what that means. That wouldn't have ended in death if it was a normal person.
All units.
That's my phone. That's high rate.
Yeah.
Wow.
SWAT radio.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, so that's that. Next thing I have, I saw this story a couple days ago, and I'd like to get both of your take on this. Both of your take. Yeah.
Let's break it down. Wouldn't it be takes?
I don't know. That doesn't sound right, though. Oh, it could be takes. Both of your takes. But both of your take, you both have one take.
No, we could have two different takes on something.
Yeah. You guys, I don't know. No, that's a tough one.
Lock yourself in the corner.
Yes.
Making this too complicated.
So this woman,
sorry.
This woman is on a mission to stop drug addicts from reproducing. She's a founder of a nonprofit called Project Prevention, and she travels around the country in her van. She gives cash incentives to drug addicts who agree to get on permanent birth control.
What?
Yes.
She's out
of
her
mind. Comedy.
No, wait.
No,
yeah,
what's funny?
She's out of her mind. Cash incentives to
drug
addict.
You don't think they'll take that?
Oh, they'll take it and they'll go out and get more drugs. She needs to. Right. She needs but to tackle the problem.
No, she's trying to keep them from having.
Oh.
Babies, though. Yeah. That's her mission. She can't tackle, you know, you're not going to stop people from using drugs. She's trying to stop them from having babies while under the influence of drugs. So for women, she gives them, they can get an IUD or have their tubes tied. For men, it's a vasectomy.
That's where somebody owes you something.
What's
that's
that?
I owe you.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that, when you blow people, that's an IED.
Yes. Those are two different things. They don't get the birth control inside her RV. They have to go to a clinic and get it and then send her the paperwork, and then she sends them $300. She started this organization because she's adopted babies over the years that were born addicted to drugs. So she knows how bad these babies are when they're born, you know, essentially... withdrawing, you know, because, you know, the whole time their mom was pregnant, they were on drugs.
So are you looking for an opinion about this?
Yeah. I'll give you mine afterwards. Okay. But what do you two think about that?
Dan? Cash incentives to not reproduce if you're drugged.
Yeah, I think she has a great idea, but I don't know. Well, the vasectomy would pretty much be finished, and then... tubes tied would be pretty much finished.
She's got a point. The things you mentioned, they could act like they're going to use them. And
but,
as soon as
they have to give her paperwork from a clinic that said this is done already.
But the IUD,
she can go home and take it out.
Yeah.
See, I think you have to. I mean, if they're really going to go through all that trouble to get you, I don't think that's something
okay,
you can
assuming
implant
they do,
and take a. Yes, assuming that they it sticks or whatever, and they don't decide to.
Okay. Dan, what do you think?
I think it's a good idea because, and I'll tell you, I've been to Rankin Jordan up the street, which is on Dorset, and they are clients on the station. I've heard.
Martin does it every day. Did he again today?
Yeah, I think so.
No, not Martin.
But Rankin Jordan, I have been there, and they deal with babies that are born that are addicted, and I've seen babies coming off of heroin and
oh, it's horrible. I've seen it, not in person, but yeah.
It is really bad.
So you're okay with it?
Yeah, I would be okay, with, that.
Yeah, no, but she's gotten some backlash, of course,
sure.
And nowadays,
I'm
just
sure.
Because you know you're
it's not you're not God,
right?
It's only
yes.
Judge die who should reproduce. Who, yeah,
well, that's good. Sure we all agree on that then. Yeah. So, but I just thought that was interesting. I think yeah, and I think the more people that she can get to undergo all that stuff, little money.
Yeah, and the problem is when they do get pregnant and the drug addicts have babies, the babies are generally taken away from them, so they're in the system.
True.
DFS takes them, and they're gone, so then you have to find either foster care or a family member that can take care of them or whatever. So.
Hard used to say when I was in high school, if she's PG. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, she's PG.
She's what?
PG. Pregnant. Don't ask me.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard
No, PG.
Yep.
Yeah. That was all I had.
Did Did you hear? Linda. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
PG.
PG. Yeah. The one I don't like is Preggers. I don't like that. It sounds like Chiggers or something.
Yeah.
Prego.
She's Preggers.
I like that one.
I've
Prego.
Never heard that. Yeah, I've Prego. Never heard that.
Yeah.
Let go of my Prego wife.
Yeah.
Isn't there a Prego spaghetti sauce?
Yes, there is. So, some people have used that for like their...
Is that actually the name Prego?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've used that for like their birth announcement where they... Send a picture with them with the jar of sauce in front of them.
Prego.
Yeah.
I was like, that sounds kind of disgusting.
Well, yeah, it could be.
Well, it could be very disgusting.
All right, don't forget Scott Sherman, the 4 o'clock hour. Oh, boy. I don't know if I have time.
I don't have time. I don't have anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dan, did you have anything?
No, I don't. So you can do...
I'll try to make this short. The reason I tell these stories is so that you'll understand, you who are listening, that we all... go through the same crap. And eventually, if you haven't encountered somebody shipping you something, trucking something, you will. And here's a great story. I had something shipped, and it doesn't matter what it was. Just say furniture, okay? And it was coming from the West Coast. And I was told that it would actually arrive Memorial Day, if that's okay. And I said, yeah, I'll be home. That's okay. Then I got a call from, apparently there's a trucking company, then a broker, and then the driver. And I get a call on Monday, then they said the truck is broken down in Oklahoma City. Some issue, it couldn't be repaired time, so they're bringing another truck, unloading this one. And the guy says to me, you should have this Tuesday evening. Or at the worst case scenario, absolutely positive, you'll have it Wednesday night. This morning I wake up and realize, hey, it's Thursday. They didn't come yesterday or the day before.
Oh, wow.
And he also said the driver will call and kind of let you know where he's from. So I end up calling the trucking company, and I said, you know, you didn't just say maybe. You said it will be there Tuesday night, no later for sure than Wednesday night. I said, this is now Thursday. It's about 11 o'clock. Why am I having to call somebody to go, what's going on? He goes, the driver didn't call you? And I said, no. He didn't call you yesterday? I said, he has never called. I don't know. No. Then he starts telling me that, well, I don't understand what's going on here. He was supposed to call you yesterday. He was about 20 miles from your house. I mean, the end of like a 5-day journey of stopping and loading. And I said, what? He said, yeah, Wednesday afternoon. Yeah, we show him here, like GPS. He's 20 miles from your house. I said, well, what in the world? Yeah, he should be calling you. He said, I'm going to look into this. I'm sorry, he should call. So, not even five minutes later, apparently somebody at headquarters gets a hold of this guy and go, hey, call. So he calls me. Stan is his name. Is it Stan? I said, Stan, are you the driver of the truck with my stuff on it? Yes. I said, well, how are we doing? Where are you? I'm about 20 miles from your house. That's exactly where the Bill? Headquarters said he was last night. And I said, they told me you would call me and sort of let me know where we are with all this. Yes, I was just about to call you. Now how many times have you heard, I was just, in 2 minutes, more minutes, I would have called you. I'm so glad you called. I said, and what were you going to say, Stan, when you were going to call me? You're just going to call me. What were you going to say to me? Well, I was going to explain why I was not, you know, there last night or this morning. Early. I said, and why weren't you? He said, well, I am sleepy.
I'm sleepy?
Sleepy. I said, what? Are you sleepy now, Stan? Or were you, what are you talking about? Hey, I had too much, not enough sleep, and I had to get some sleep, and I just woke up now. I said, I actually... by having your company, your boss, call you, I woke you? No, they did. I said, so, Stan, what's the deal? Where are we here? I need to leave for work at 2. I see in my notes that, yes, you work afternoon. I said, yeah, where are you? I'm 20 miles. I said, yeah, yeah, 20 miles from the house, but when are you going to be here? On the way now, if I could say 16 miles. I'm not making any of this up. So 40 minutes later, I guess to go 16 miles, it takes 40 minutes. Here he comes.
What kind of truck? Was it like an over-the-road truck?
No, it was just it was a tractor-trailer truck, like a furniture-moving van. Oh. I don't know. It was exactly what I expected. Wouldn't shake my hand. Three times I said, hey, nice to meet you. Finally, he just shakes my hand. It was awkward. And I'll never use him again.
Wow.
But we've all had that. I remember... This is years ago. I don't think I was working here yet. Some appliance guys just knocked a giant chip out of the door frame. Bang. Yeah. Up. And I said, you just knocked a big chip. Yes, I saw that. I saw that.
One of my students at Broadcast Center came in today, morning.
Works in the, he's a professor.
Well, I know. Yes. But he came in today, and he said, I have got to show you this picture and the video. And what happened was they were training firefighters downtown somewhere. We're training someone to back the truck up.
Uh-oh.
He was backing up and hit this light pole, and the whole thing just fell down to the street.
Was he in training?
Yes, I think he was in training.
I think he just failed the last
did.
Exam. That's got to be a pretty hefty repair bill if you bust a fire truck.
I think so.
You ever look at those things? How many valves and knobs? Buttons and lights?
I don't know that it really damaged the fire truck as much as it just knocked the whole light pole down.
And how about the ladders? You ever see those ladders that extend and extend and extend and extend? And they go like 80 feet up in the air, and it's still one ladder.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I do a little business, and we're just checking with John Landolf. In fact, let's just do some traffic and then go right to John Landolf. Here's Dan Strauss.
Oh, thanks, Frank. Here's Tim Weiland to give you some traffic. Timothy?
Okay, Dan, you had an incident that was blocking the right lane on northbound Highway 170. They have moved that off into the safety V at Page. Now, traffic is backed up south of Olive, so look for that slowdown. Other than that, we just have, it looks to me like we've got slow traffic on westbound Highway 40. Driver slowing, approaching Kings Highway through McCausland. Eastbound Highway 270, just getting some slow pockets now between McDonald and Lindbergh, again between 170 and New Florissant. Southbound 270, still just a little off the pace between Page and Ladue. And this traffic report is brought to you by Mederma. Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Turn to Mederma Advanced Scar Gel, a once-daily formulation that's clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Firehouse Subs is proud to announce that now you can get the big taste of any of their 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size. New small subs start at just $3.99, and they're under 500 calories each. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. Now is the best time for you to give them a call at 636-916-1122, because as we get out of the cooler weather and into the hot weather, you want to make sure that your cooling system is ready to handle the task. Have Premier Heating and Cooling come out and give you a checkup. They are the most experienced and oldest American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They work on and maintain every major brand of heating and cooling products. Their certified factory-trained technicians are all fully licensed and insured and ready to do the job. They've been servicing the St. Louis and St. Charles area for many, many years, 25 years of experience in residential and commercial HVAC. And not only are they A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, but most of their business at Premier Heating and Cooling comes from people who were referred by family members or friends. Whether your needs are residential and they'll sit down and talk with you about the best plan for your system, or you're working with a commercial system, there is only one number to know, 636-916-1122. That's where you find Premier Heating and Cooling.
I don't have sinus problems, so I don't know how bad it can be, but some of my friends talk about it, and I see what they go through, and I feel so terrible for them. Every time I see a friend with sinus problems, I tell them about my other friend, Dr. Karen Boone at Metro Sinus. She's an ear, nose, and throat doctor in St. Charles, and people come from all over the region to go get help from Dr. Karen Boone in Metro Sinus. She will solve your sinus problems one way or the other. But what's great about Dr. Karen Boone is that she has perfected a procedure called balloon sinuplasty. She will enlarge your sinuses so they drain properly. No more sinus headaches, no more sinus infections. In fact, colds, well, we all get colds, but people with sinus infections and sinus issues, their colds last for weeks at a time because they don't drain properly. Dr. Karen Boone can solve that problem. Covered by insurance, covered by Medicare, and it's an hour-long procedure, so you're back to work the next day. 636-685-8040. Or Dr. Karen Boone at MetroSinus.com.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, I'm Sarah for Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers. When people ask me, I tell them I love Dobbs because they're really one-stop shops for service done right the first time. When you need tires and auto service, come to the most convenient one-stop shops in town, Dobbs.
Drive safe and save. Now at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, all tires, all brands are all on sale. Get the best tire brands at the best prices in town. Plus, extra savings with select manufacturer rebates too. The all tires, all brands, all on sale event now at Dobbs.
Right now at Kohl's, guests to you rewards members earn triple points. Enroll today and start earning. Offer valid June 1st through the 4th. For program details, terms, or to enroll, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm going to turn to Dan Strauss now and put him on the spot, I guess, so before we get John Londoff on here. Dan, can you hear me?
Yes.
You have your harmonica?
I do.
And I wonder if John, maybe John would like to join in with it. Let me bring him on here. Folks, say hello to John Londoff, Jr. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Good. I was hoping you'd join in and help us with this, as we hope Peon will, too. It's yet another of the thousands of requests to hear the Johnny Londoff jingle, accompanied by Dan Strauss on the harmonica, and also vocally by me and Peon as we join you. Here's quickly the email. Dear Frank, I hope I'm not out of line in asking this. I'm sure you get lots of requests for it, but I don't think I've heard anything more entertaining than when I heard Mr. Londoff singing along with you and Dan playing and Peon in the background. I've never heard anything so funny. Do you ever think you'd be able to do that again? Sincerely, AM and the PM for a long, long time, maybe forever. What a great email.
Wow. Who wrote that?
It looks like someone from maybe Russia. Yuri? Is that a Russian?
Yuri?
Yuri Nader. Yuri Nader.
Yuri going out to dinner later?
No, Yuri Nader. Thank you, Yuri. Mr.
Yuri Nader. That's a great email. Well, let's do it.
Well, yeah, let's do it. Yeah. No rehearsal, but hey, what's new? Dan, could we have a note? What harmony? Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
One,
ready?
Two, one, two, three, four. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. I'm Kurt Johnson. Hey.
Yeah. He was still getting that
right,
note.
Thank you, Yuri. What a tremendous welcome to America.
Thank you, Yuri.
Yeah, great email.
Yuri Nader.
So how you doing and how's business?
Yuri, you're really going to like this country.
We do.
Oh, I think he is a play on words using his name instead of like your Yuri.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Edit out where we didn't laugh.
Okay.
And
you already laughed. Too late. It's too late. You already laughed. It's
we did.
What a beautiful day.
Dan
laughed. Busy. Unbelievable. And the super nice customers that sent us an email. That from O'Fallon.
What are their names?
It just came up in my office.
No, Dan, that's our bit.
Oh, okay.
They're in your office now?
No, I couldn't get them to wait.
So we cost you a sale?
No, they already took delivery.
Okay. That's great. What are their names?
I'm looking for my email right now.
No hurry. You have that.
Yuri and.
We'll just entertain
people. Oh, yeah. There you go. Email looking music.
Email searching theme.
Yeah.
No, there's no technical difficulty with your radio. This is just passing time as we wait for John Landoff to find an email. Thanks for holding. Again, we appreciate your business and we care about your satisfaction. Please continue to hold. Thank you.
I don't know.
You know, our dealership has been around for quite a few years, opening at its present location in 1960. We appreciate your business. Please hang on. Thanks for holding. You know, one of the questions we often get is, hey, is that John Landoff the son of the John Landoff my parents knew back in the good old days? Sincerely, Yuri, Mrs. Yuri Nader.
And Deanna Lamont.
I'm sorry?
David and Deanna Lamont.
David and Deanna Lamont. Thank you and so
I'll
much.
I'll be listening right now. And just in my office, and David and Deanna, I just have to tell you, I'm getting old, I'm forgetful, but we had a great conversation. They do want you to stop picking on me, but then again, after this last, I guess, 60 seconds, you have plenty of room to pick on me.
No, we wouldn't do that. We will quit starting right now. It starts now.
Don't even start with it, you won't. Of course you do.
And
you get a kick out of it.
We did. Past tense. It stops now.
I think Peon.
No more picking on.
No more.
None. It's done.
Never.
It's past tense.
I think Peon.
If it happens, do I not pay for the spot?
It won't happen.
But if in case it does, I don't pay for the spot.
It won't happen.
But if just in case you slip.
Let's not go crazy with this.
I think Peon should do his Red Fox say thank you to the Lamonts.
Oh, because Lamont was his Red Fox's son.
Yeah.
Oh, here's Red Fox. Lamonts, I hope you're listening. Red Fox thanking you for your business.
Thank you, Lamonts, you big dummies.
And we don't think you're big dummies. He just has to say that because
character.
That's all he can say
as
Fred Sanford. So you're not really dumb. That's like saying, hey, butthead.
Right,
that's
not
you.
No.
It's just a sort of a figure of speech.
Well, I'm sure you all have like nicknames for each other.
No.
Dan, what's your nickname for Frank?
My nickname
He would
for
never
Frank?
Tell me because he probably uses it when I'm not around because it's derogatory.
No, I don't think we have any nicknames
we
for
don't. No, we never really have.
Yeah, we
Peon
don't.
Peon for what about, Ian.
What about Shiny, since the top of his head shines pretty brightly by this time of year.
No, you know what he's doing? This is called baiting.
Yeah. Yes.
He's trying to see.
Yeah,
because I said it's
that
over.
Commercial.
We will not be making fun of you. Now he's expecting some. He's not going to get it.
No.
Well, thank you, John. Thanks for the compliment.
Ian, you're Peon.
Yes.
Dan.
The world's worst producer.
Yeah, that's more of a tag.
Frank's.
Yeah.
Well, it's Frank's.
They don't have one.
How about we'll give you this weekend to come up with one, and we'll come up with something on Monday.
I think you nailed it, Shiny.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Shiny.
All righty.
Or my Oscar. Man. Well, he calls his privates Oscar.
Let's see how long it takes him.
That's not really a nickname for the entire
Oscar. No, it's part of me. Part of me. Why not take part of me? So, what would you like for people to buy? Pick one of that's right now the most important to move off the lot.
I cannot pick one. Oh. That's like, you know, which one's your favorite child, Frank?
Well, you got a point there. That's impossible.
I have four children. I love them all so much. The same, you know, we have 900 new and pre-owned vehicles.
So these are like your children. I mean, the way you were talking there, the cars are kind of like your kids.
But I want them to be happy with someone else. My kids are happy with me, and I
want them out of here. I want them all out of here.
Trucks. Yeah, I need these cars and trucks to hit the great AM and the PM crowd. I need your driveway, your garage, your carport, whatever. I mean, just to park it on the street. Just be close to where you live so you have a long walk. But, man, oh, man, we've got some inventory. That's great. Because you know what? Last time I checked, we cannot sell asphalt. So if the lot's bare, won't. We might as well shut the doors. And if we shut the doors because we don't have an inventory, then that means we're not on the air with you, Frank.
Oh. If you come by and there's nobody there, it means that we're gone and we're off the air.
Wow.
Thank you. Come on. Thank you.
Yep, that was a good one.
Thank you, John.
That was a good one.
You know how long it's going to take before you get so bored that we're not making fun of you or picking on you? In fact, I think we're almost there now. Where he's already wants to go, okay, go ahead, make fun of me. It's just not.
Well, I just asked for Randy Gunther, the sales representative for Dave and Deanna Lamont, and that Dan just called Dummy, which Dave and Deanna, that is not towards you, that's just Dan.
That's Dan, yeah.
He's calling himself Dummy. Randy, say hi to the AM and the PM crowd.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Randy, how are you? What do you do there again?
I do sales for Johnny.
Sales for Johnny?
Yeah, he sales for Johnny.
That sounds like a charity.
He's been
like
here a long, long time, and we met playing hockey over 30 years ago.
That's a great story.
One day he asked me for a $250 advertisement in his St. Louis Junior Blues program for his son, and I'm telling you, this program could fit in your hand. It was so small. I think it was about 8 pages, you know, stapled. You know, it was like just copied. And say, like, I'm paying $250. And Randy, what is that? 20 years ago?
Yeah.
I said you should have come sell cars for me, and he did.
So you were kind of upset with him because he sold you that little nothing thing for $250. So what you did is you thought, I'll get even with him. I'm going to have him work for me.
That's right. Yeah. I just had to figure out how I would slip that past my dad. You know? Hey, sign here. What's this for, son? That's for it. But then he goes, you know, I got a buyer for a Suburban because, you know, hockey parents take a lot of trips.
Yep.
He goes, I got another buyer for a truck, and he did. So I said, why don't you come sell cars for me? Right,
Gunner? Now, Randy, do you stutter?
I do not.
Because John was just trying to do an imitation of you, and he said, would you buy a car? And I thought maybe he was imitating you.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Well, he did. Bye-bye. Yeah. You hear it? I heard it.
You know, there you go. I just got today's spot free.
We're back.
Hey, all right.
Wrong show.
We're back. Randy,
I'm telling you what.
Randy, nice talking with you, Randy. And the only thing left is to get a phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365, lawndoc.com. Every vehicle is online. Pictures. If you want, we'll send video. You don't even have to come in here until time for delivery, or we'll bring it to you. But, gosh, Frank, I cannot tell you how much fun it's been talking to you.
Sam, here's Randy still there?
Yes, I am.
Gunner. Gunner's his nickname. All hockey players have a nickname.
Gunner.
Yep. Right.
Gunner, and his last name is Unther?
Gunther.
Oh, Gunther. Okay. Gunther.
Yeah, shiny.
All right. Oh, man. Randy, nice talking to you. John, we're going to send you a bunch of business.
All right, buddy.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye, Randy.
Bye-bye.
Just for that 2 minutes where we didn't insult him, he was getting bored.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could.
That was Johnny Londoff. You know where he is. North County, Washington, Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Before I do this next bit of business, this is a free commercial. The best vanilla cone, Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. It's that grainy. You know that stuff I like when you go to the resorts?
That
it's a soft serve.
Soft serve,
ice milk with a little graininess to it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's good. I mean, better than any frozen custard, anything. Yeah. There's some pretty good frozen custard around here, several places. All right. Here's another good place. It's headquartered in Chesterfield Valley, but they have 43 locations. What?
There's a guy on line one.
Yeah.
His name is John.
Yeah.
And he has a testimonial about what you're about to talk about.
What perfect timing. First,
I know.
Let's bring him on. Hello, John. How are you?
Frank, I'm doing great. AM and the PM.
Thank you. And I don't know what you're going to say, but Dan says it's a testimonial for First Community Credit Union. You have the floor.
Well, thank you, sir.
Welcome.
Before I speak specifically on them, I want to speak to potential sponsors of this show, and I want to speak to people who listen to your show and enjoy it for free every single day, or even one day a week.
You're trying to end that free thing.
Yeah.
As a long-time listener of your show, there are very specific places where I purchase things only because, 100% and only because, you speak for them.
What? That's very nice. Thank you. And they appreciate it.
Well, Frank, you can be as humble as you want, but the reality is this, is that your reputation on the air, your reputation in the community, you have integrity about what you talk about, and you don't take on every, you know...
Tom, Dick, and Harry?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you say that these days?
I think so.
Okay, Tom, still.
Yeah, you never know. So. Dick and Harry, you know.
Yeah.
Threw that Tom in there.
That you can stand behind and you've either enjoyed their product or researched it enough that you know that they have the same integrity that you do.
That's so, very nice. That's very nice. Thank you. And we'll end that now. I appreciate it. Do you have a First Community sort of
thing? I do.
Thing?
So, Frank, I have a charitable foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And we just recently became official with our 501c3 classification. And when it came time to find a bank to set up the foundation's account with, there was no question. And not just with me, but everyone else on my board, Michelle and Jen, the whole Greg, Abby, all of us, Michael, no question. First Community. That's because of the way you spoke to them. I've never banked the First Community. I don't live near First Community. But because of how you have spoke for this bank, for this institution, for this credit union, that's the only reason that we went First Community. And in turn, we're very happy that we have.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much, John.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay, that... almost getting uncomfortable, but I appreciate that. That was nice. First Community Credit Union, in case you don't know, is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. I do all of my banking there. If you got a warrant to come in my house, you couldn't find a shred of evidence that we do any banking business with anybody other than First Community Credit Union. It's big, so it's stable, and it's strong, and it's competitive, and the rates are extremely competitive. Just give that some thought, will you? Because there's probably not a real solid reason why you need to keep banking where you're banking now. Come and join us and be a member of First Community Credit Union. More at firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's check traffic once again with Tim Weiland.
They did clear the incident on northbound 170 at Page. Now, traffic is still running off the pace, congested. Call it from Forest Park Parkway up to a little bit north of Olive before things really open up. The baseball game just got out, and people are starting to hit along with rush hour traffic. So that's making westbound Highway 40 jamming up from Jefferson out to McCausland. Eastbound is slowing now from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 44, you're running heavy approaching Arsenal through Shrewsbury. Southbound 270, stop and go from south of Dorset through Ladue, and then from the Clayton Road overpass down through Dory Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by CC's. Now at CC's, party with bacon stuffed crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza, joining the original topped with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet. Just five and change at CC's. Prices may vary. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with traffic updates from the best in the business. Tim Weiland to get you home.
My job is to get you from point A to point B with the least amount of hassle and the safest way possible.
Weekday mornings, wake up to McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. You'll get the latest from ABC News, the award-winning KTRS News Department, weather from Fox 2, and the latest traffic updates from the hardest-working traffic guy in radio. Yep, you guessed it, Tim Weiland. Traffic reports when you need them. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hey, Cardinals fans. The Ritz kickoff to summer weekend is almost here. June 9th, 10th, and 11th, when the Cardinals take on the Phillies. The weekend is loaded with great giveaways, and it begins Friday with the Orlando Cepeda bobblehead, presented by AAA Missouri. Saturday is the adult all-over print shirt. Sunday is the Rawlings Kids baseball glove. A Six Flags Day and a Family Attractions card giveaway. June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Hey there, if you're a Cardinals fan and you love the team, you definitely need to show off just how much you love it. That's why on Saturday, June 10th, when the Cards host the Phillies, we have the Adult All Over Print Shirt Giveaway. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will receive a full button-down shirt that celebrates being a fan of the Cardinals. You can take this shirt home on June 10th and wear it with pride. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Spring, nature's way of celebrating, and Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center has the decorations. Whether you need flowers around the house or a complete landscape, Pasiglia's is the premier nursery in St. Louis, located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. Exquisite premium quality plants found only at Pasiglia's. Beautiful flowers, colorful hanging baskets, and gorgeous prearranged planters everywhere you look. Trees, plants, and perennials in full bloom are absolutely stunning. The Pasiglia's family has been in business in St. Louis for more than 65 years. The professional, knowledgeable staff will help you through the colorful and beautifully maintained nursery that may make you believe you're strolling through the botanical gardens. Their landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, refined landscapes you can definitely picture around your home. Again, they are located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. This family would love for you to join in on the spring celebration. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. 636-458-9202. Open 7 days a week.
All right, so here's my story if you didn't hear it Tuesday. Memorial Day, Monday. Our, look, I don't even know what went out. Air conditioning went out, so you know if it's compressor or a coil or whatever that is. But the main portion of the house, the one that matters where we sit all the time, blowing constantly, but you put your hand up to it, not cold. So I call Matheny. Again, it's Memorial Day. And I'm sure that when I get the bill, it'll be a time and a half or double time for the service call. But guess what? That's fine. Because I'm one of those people that when I'm hot and I want somebody here right now, and I'll just pay whatever the extra is. I like it when, sidebar, sometimes I order Chinese food and ask for extra shrimp on the shrimp fried rice, and they go, that'd be a dollar extra. Like I'm not going to do it because it's a dollar. And now back to the commercial. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Rick, thank you again for being so efficient. And everything's fine. Everything is cold. I always ask, hey, what happened? And they speak a language I don't understand. Kickstarter something. Breaker panel. Blah. But thank you. Always, you can always count on them. And if you live in St. Louis or St. Charles County, you're good to go. No business or home too large or too small. And they work on everything. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Don't go away. 4 o'clock hour after the news is Scott Sherman.